You guys will get this in approximately 3 hours.
Kind of close this week.
kind of close this week.
also a first. New location.
Oh, new location right now.
Never been here. Never been anywhere else but the shop.
Yeah, never recorded anywhere else but the shop. This week we are recording in my boss's garage.
It's like diet shop.
Yeah, it's like diet shop. The reasoning for that is because my girlfriend and I are actually babysitting his kids this next 2 weeks, while my boss and his wife are on their 10-year wedding anniversary. So congratulations to them. What? That was not nearly loud enough. I don't know if they picked it up or not.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe 50-50.
I think pretty good.
But...
Did you get your fire rolling over there?
It's pretty close to rolling. I mean, if it takes, it takes. I'm not too worried about it because it's not awfully chilly out here, so...
Well, yeah, I suppose.
So we're babysitting their kids this week on and off with grandma and the neighbors and what have you. So because we just put the kids to bed a little bit ago, Dakota was kind enough to come over here to record and sit in this garage and bullshit. I'll tell you what. Something I thought about earlier today. And I'm gonna run this question by you.
Okay.
Fluids you hate having on your hands.
Oh man.
Two immediately, the worst two to me come to mind. What are yours?
Coolant.
Not even on the list.
Really?
Really?
Of all the fluids.
Of all the fluids. And you'll understand why when I name my two fluids that
no,
I don't like.
No, I won't.
You will? Yeah, because they're worse.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
There's nothing worse than coolant on your hands. Especially when you go to eat or something later in the day and all you taste is
okay,
fucking
that sucks.
Yeah,
that's
a byproduct of coolant on your hands.
It's a byproduct of coolant on your hands. I hate having it on my hands because I hate the way it feels. Like, I hate the way, like, when it's on my hands, I hate the way it feels. So, like, coolant on my hands, like, after a little while, it gets kind of sticky and gross and you wash your hands off and you don't really feel it, but then you go eat something and you can taste it still on the food
that
you're
eating. Yeah, I still don't like the feel of coolant on my hands.
See, but it's not as bad as my personal worst, .3, brake fluid. Hate it. Can't stand it being on my hands. I won't fucking do it. Absolutely not.
Are you acoustic?
No.
I think you are.
Why?
.3.
.3, yeah. Brake fluid that comes out of an automotive vehicle.
You? And you people can't see this for reference.
Okay.
But one of my hands is significantly lower than the other.
Okay.
You are the lower one. No. Giraffe pussy is the lower one.
Okay.
The higher one is you.
Why am I higher than giraffe pussy?
.3? You'd rather have coolant on your hands than .3.
Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah.
I don't approve of this hot take.
You don't approve of this hot take?
No.
My other one is mineral spirits.
What? Now, you see, hold on.
Okay, see, I make a point here.
No, you don't. Mineral spirits don't really bother me other than they dry my hands out. Same thing with solvent.
Well, yeah, mineral spirits / solvent. I'm going to categorize those in kind of the same thing.
See, when you say
deal.
Fluid, I think of, like, something that would come out of the truck.
Oh, I'm just talking about fluids that we deal with daily, to be totally honest with you.
Oh. No, still coolant.
Do you have any others?
I don't really like gear oil.
See, oil?
I don't mind oil.
I don't mind
oil. I don't even really mind training fluid.
Okay.
Gear oil, though.
Well.
I don't like the stank.
Tranny fluid or ATF?
Well. Tranny fluid is ATF.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Not in a big truck, it's not.
No. Fuck your own ass. Actually, that's false. All of my big trucks have ATF in them.
It's because they're all automatics. They're not Eatons. They're all, what? They're all Allisons.
Eat and go brr.
Yeah, eat and go brr. 15-speed, 13-speed, 18-speed, go brr. Manual transmission fluid.
Gear oil.
Gear, no, not the same thing.
There it is.
No, it's not. Manual transmission fluid is a much, not a much lighter weight, but it's a lighter weight than gear oil.
Dude, I don't remember if it's an NV or a G56 takes gear oil. Like, straight gear oil.
Why the fuck?
One of them takes Synchromesh.
Synchromesh gear oil? I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Well, no, Synchromesh is Synchromesh.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what they call it. I don't know. One of them takes like a super duper special fluid, and the other one you just dunk your oil on it and go down the road. Well, if you don't give a shit like me, you do.
Who the fuck was it? Oh, it was when our buddy, my coworker, took his 5-speed out of his Ranger.
That probably took gear oil.
Nope, actually it doesn't. And I knew this before he took it out, and I forgot to tell him. But he went ahead and he drained it, and he was like, "Dude, actually no." No, okay, I remember having this conversation now. He was like, somebody put fucking, like, gear oil on this thing. And I was like, that's not what it takes. And he's like, what do you mean that's not what it takes? And I pulled up the spec sheet for him because I found it when I was 16 for those transmissions. They actually take ATF.
Yeah, I believe it. Some do.
They take ATF, which at the time boggled the fuck out of my mind. But he just stuck gear oil back in the thing because he was like, well, it's lasted this long with gear oil in it. Yeah, that's... I mean, I don't blame him. If it had gear oil in it that long, I'd probably put it back in it.
I don't really like gear oil. I don't like grease either.
Yeah, okay. Grease?
Grease is...
It can't...
Ucky.
It can't be on my hands. It can be on my forearms. It can be on my bicep. Grease...
Well, now, what grease are we discussing, too? Like, oily buildup grease, or, like...
Fresh grease.
Fresh out of the grease gun grease.
Fresh out of the grease gun grease.
Can't
gun.
Touch me. Can't stand it.
As long as it's not on my hands.
Well, I can deal with it on my forearms. Yeah. I catch on and everything, and then it bothers me.
Yeah, yeah.
What irks me the most is when I lean over something, and I get, like, the front of my shirt covered in grease. And then I touch it the rest of the... I want to fucking strangle someone.
How about when you're on your creeper underneath the truck and you're going backwards on the driveline and you start greasing a U-joint and it cracks and then the grease cracks out of it and then it falls right on the middle thing. Of your chest? A big old glob of it right on the middle of your chest.
See, unpopular opinion. When I hear them crack, I stop.
Well, yeah, that's when I stop too, but sometimes it's too late.
Also true.
Because, and this is when you get mad, because when you hear them crack off, and then you pull your grease gun off of it, sometimes the grease fitting's bad, and it goes...
Jisms on you.
Yeah, jizzes all over you. Yeah, just shoots right out all over you.
Another thing I kind of actually hate is when I'm under a truck, and anything, it doesn't matter what the fluid drips on me.
Oh, God. No, yeah.
So obnoxious.
Doing rods and mains in a rig.
No, fuck you.
I don't know what it is about a motor.
It's obnoxious.
It is obnoxious, but I don't know what it is about a motor. If I were to take the oil pan off of a truck and I were to let it sit in the Sahara Desert for 10 years and I go back underneath it the second 10 years is up, I would get oil right between my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It would drip right on my face. I don't know what it is. There's always, like, for some reason, 3 gallons left inside of a motor.
Yeah.
For what? For fucking what?
I think the last one I did, I let sit with, like... I actually think I let it sit almost a week with the pan off because I was doing other shit.
Yeah. And you crawled underneath it?
Still got dripped on.
Yep.
Are you what? Kidding?
Where is this coming from? It sat open
who
for a week.
You?
Nobody. It just sits there and just goes drip, drip, drip.
For
drip,
a fucking drip. Week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you.
I had a buddy that did the same thing for a month. They waited a month for an approval on an in-frame, and he crawled back underneath the thing after a month, and he came out with oil all over his face because it kept dripping on him. The worst ones are when it drips right in the corner of your eye.
Those suck.
I hate that. It's bullshit.
I seem to get hit, like, in the lip or, like, the lip or the mouth a lot.
Yeah, getting hit in the lip, and you get that.
Yeah, like you do a little cloppy mouth thing.
Yeah, it's like a little snack. A little snack. A little afternoon snack. Just, you know, a little bit of oil here.
I also like to when I look at guys and tell them not all coolant tastes the same, and they look at me like I'm fucking retarded.
They don't. It doesn't.
No.
I don't know why some nobody believes tastes that. Like ass. Yeah, some coolant tastes better than other
none coolants. Of it tastes good.
No, but some of it definitely tastes better.
Like the red shit you put in rigs?
That awful. Tastes the best.
No, it tastes awful.
Compared to green?
Yeah.
No, I'd rather put red in my mouth.
Can we make a mutual agreement?
What?
Deck's cool. Deck's cool is ass.
Deck's cool sucks so bad. I don't know what it... Isn't Deck's cool the one that has all the little microorganisms in it?
Probably, I don't know.
It's the Chevy coolant.
Yeah.
It's a German... Yeah, it's the one that has all the little microorganisms in it and shit awful. Like that. Yeah, it tastes like fucking
it actually
ass.
Tastes awful.
It's because it's dead shit.
Tastes awful.
There's dead shit inside the coolant. That's why.
See, but I haven't used straight green coolant in a long time either.
I won't use it.
I use the yellow shit.
I use the red shit.
I know. I don't think the fire is fire.
No, it's not.
No, that guy's dead.
I said screw it. It's been so long since I built a fire anyways.
What kind of man are you?
Not a good one.
The cigarette's lit.
Yeah, but it's starting to canoe on that side. You've watched me, and this is something that people are about to learn. You've watched me thousands of times light a cigarette, not be happy with the way it's been lit, and then light it again. I do it all the time.
Checks
out. I will double light a cigarette. I'll double light a cigarette if the ember doesn't burn hot enough, just to get the ember burning hotter so it hits harder. I've been tagged in a video.
Okay.
Like 12 times this week.
I'm listening.
It's Thursday, mind you. You know.
It's like 3 times a day.
Yeah, like 3 times a day. This dude... Actually, you sent me one of his videos earlier today. The dude with the... You know, should I take all the copper pipes out of my fucking... what did that video say?
Should I pull all the copper piping out of my house to go buy liquor? And this is the, if you're on TikTok a lot, this is the cigarette guy.
Yeah, this is the cigarette guy.
The guy who's all about cigarettes.
I did not find this guy until like this week.
Really?
No, I didn't.
Oh, dude, he's so funny.
Because I've been tagged in this video 12 times from this dude. And somebody asked him the question. They said, what is the heaviest cigarette I can
buy? Yeah, and he said, without a doubt, an American Spirit.
Yeah, he like went through something like that, but he's like, without a doubt, black American Spirits are the heaviest cigarette you can buy on the American market that hit the hardest. Filtered cigarettes. And I was like, really?
You're living life, man.
Is this really the heaviest cigarette I can smoke?
They're pretty rough.
I don't think they're that rough.
I don't. I mean, they're probably not.
He's winking at me. I don't think they're that rough. We have outside intel here.
Logan, I used to smoke one of those. You gotta remember, I even smoke one of those and wake up with a legitimate sore throat in the morning.
I don't wake up with a sore throat.
I said used to.
Used to. I'm a bad influence. I got to go to start smoking again.
I hate it. It's still just the very occasional cigarette.
It's the occasional cigarette. But before Dakota met me, he had quit. He had kicked smoking entirely.
Yeah, dude, I was done. it was over.
He was done. And then he met me, and I was at my. I think when I met you, I was at my peak of smoking.
No, you had to have been.
I was like, yeah, like I was lighting cigarettes. Like I was lighting the next cigarette with the cigarette I just quit smoking. Like pack and a half a day, like just fucking railing, and
ripping them,
and railing them, and.
Yeah, this video was, the question was, should I rip all the copper piping out of my house and use it to buy liquor?
So
and the
funny.
Response was, yes.
Yes, absolutely you should
absolutely
do that.
Absolutely you should do that.
But
yeah. Save some, don't spend it all on liquor. You gotta buy cigarettes.
Because you have to have a cigarette when you're drinking.
When you're drinking.
Yeah. I watched that. And I was like, but he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Because when I any time I sit in a bar that's, like, non-smoking, I'm, like, sitting there drinking, I'm like, fuck.
Combustible nicotine.
Combustible nicotine sounds so good right now.
You know, at some point again, we should probably talk about, like, I don't know, relatively constructive things, possibly wrenching related.
This is kind of wrenching related. We don't make any money, so we gotta rip the copper pipes out of our fucking trailers.
This is kind of wrenching related, as we spend the first 10 minutes talking about which antifreeze tastes the worst. Someone's like, oh, this might be informative. Yeah, by the way, Dex Cool tastes like shit.
Don't drink the Dex Cool. What's that?
The purple shit tastes like ass, too.
I've never had the purple shit.
Ooh, the Dodge stuff? Awful.
Is that like the factory Dodge stuff?
Yeah, it's like, oh, purple OAT.
OET.
OAT.
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 Oat. I've never had the purple stuff in my mouth.
Not great.
Somebody's going to clip that.
How you doing?
Never had the purple stuff in my mouth. Are you fucking kidding me?
Grimace.
Grimace
is coming.
What are you buying? Are you buying me something for Christmas?
Grimace.
Oh, Grimace?
Grimace.
What is
the big purple bastard?
Oh.
You've never had the purple stuff in your mouth? Grimace is coming.
Dude, the Grimace Shake shit that happened a couple months ago.
So,
oh my god,
we should have jumped on it.
We should have jumped on that.
We could have went off the chains.
I just didn't.
Because we have so many dumb things at our disposal that we could have, if we would have put like a couple hours into it, we could have made a thing.
Yeah. Well, and we also have enough stupid friends.
Oh, yeah.
That would have just happily, like.
All we had to do is get out in the group chat, like, hey, all of you need to be here, we're doing this thing.
Yeah, and they would have done it.
Suddenly, Grimace has murdered everyone in the Boneyard.
Not the fucking Boneyard. We got people hanging out of Freightliner Classics.
Someone would have had to take one for the team and hang out of that digi-ass fucking camper.
Oh, Christ. Not the fucking camper.
We would have had to buy, like, 100 Grimace shakes.
Okay, so actually, you want me to tell the story of the camper real quick?
I don't care. You still haven't told me what we're talking about, and I think it's because you don't know what we're talking about. We're completely and wholeheartedly actually winging this one.
We are kind of actually winging it. Actually, I did have something I wanted to talk to you about after I tell the fucking camper
story.
Are
you firing me?
No.
Damn it.
So this camper. So there used to be. So where I work, there's two buildings. We own one. We halfway own the other one, sort of deal, yada, yada. It's complicated. Anyways. This camper that, was over next to the other building, was bought for this fella.
Yeah.
He goes by the name of Curtis. Well, Curtis, was essentially homeless.
Uh-huh.
So he slept at the shop. Well, he was... Like, at some point, he just kind of became the guy that just, like, watched over the shop when nobody was there and stuff like that and whatever. Well, eventually, the guy that owned the shop went ahead and was like, Curtis, like,
get out.
He was like, I don't want you sleeping in here no more. So, like, I went and bought you this camper, right?
Yeah.
He was like, okay. So, we park it next to the other building. You know, this was before my time, but we parked it next to the other building. And... Curtis starts sleeping in it, right?
Right.
And hanging out in it, whatever. Well, it took, by my intel, it took about 4 weeks before Curtis actually couldn't sleep in the thing anymore. Because he had filled it with so much junk and trash and shit he wanted to save that he could, 4 weeks.
Like, couldn't stay in it?
He couldn't, no, it was so full of stuff. So he just stopped sleeping in it and went back to sleeping in the shop. And then that thing sat there. Until we moved it to where it is now. And that's why it's in the state that it's in.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there was, like, just shit in it. Like, random crap. I mean, I think at one time he came back for some of it and left the rest of it. And all this crap.
What?
Yeah.
That's vile.
It's always so vile.
Hey, you're sleeping in my shop for free. I bought you a camper to live in and you trashed it in 4 weeks.
So now you're gonna go back.
You would
to
have not been back in my shop so fucking quick.
But it's Curtis. Like to understand Curtis, you just kind of have to meet the guy. Like,
isn't this the same guy that would paint stuff that would take like a literal eon to do it?
Yeah, and the same guy that would clean like fuel tanks up with a toothbrush.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know we've touched on that before.
Yeah, yeah. Curtis was very meticulous about the way that he would do things mm-hmm. to the point that it would actually take him eons to do stuff. Like, not, like, meticulous to, like, the point of, like, making sure something's right. What?
I think I seen your boy the other day.
My boy.
Your
which
boy, Alex.
Where?
I think I seen his truck.
Where at?
Over by my parents' house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What truck was it?
The F-150.
The white one.
On black rims.
Short bed.
With a flare side.
White.
Yeah.
What was he doing over there?
I don't know.
Does he live over there?
There's a whole house full of them that live over there.
That's Alex. That's where he lives. He lives over by your parents?
Yeah, in the same neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, I can take you to his house right now.
Is there a field over there?
Yeah.
I did not realize that that's where he lived.
Yeah.
I thought
apartments
he was...
are like right here, and there's a field here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was further north than that.
No. No. Right around the corner from mom and dad.
Oh, my God. For fuck's sake. My boss just sent me a Snapchat. Should we open this live on the air?
Sure.
This should be good.
So anyway, we're back.
I don't know how much of that you guys heard.
That's going to get cut.
Yeah, that's good. If it's not going to get cut, it's going to get bleeped out. Kyle's having a very good time on vacation.
Yeah, he's... Of all the things I expected, that was not
that it. That was not it either. No. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
It's shit like that that make customers come into the shop and go, are you guys related? Everybody thinks I'm his oldest son.
I'd capitalize on it.
I joke about it. And he hates when I joke about it because he's like, shut up.
Start calling him Pops.
I start calling
him. How you doing, Pops?
I start calling him Old Man the other day.
Yeah. How you doing, Old Man? What's Mom making for dinner tonight? Oh, okay. I'll be over 6 o'clock.
God fucking damn it.
What do you want? Okay, I'm still processing what I just heard. What did you want to talk to me about?
Okay, so there's this thing I heard today. Okay. I laughed at this because my girlfriend laughed at this. You're going to laugh at this too. Because you're just going to not be able to fathom, like, that this is a thing.
Okay.
So I've spent most of this week, I've been working on this cat motor, just, like, listening to podcasts and stuff like that, whatever. If you guys don't listen to The Basement Yard, listen to The Basement Yard. The Basement Yard really is a fucking great podcast. It's probably going to remind you a lot of this, to be totally honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's just as unorganized as this is, and it's, like, I'm not going to say it's just as funny. I think those guys are funnier than we are, but, like, The Basement Yard is a great podcast if you want something to listen to. The episode I listened to today, because I've just kind of been going through their backlog of episodes, like, listening to stuff I haven't listened to yet. There's this, apparently, this group of folks online, okay? And, their whole reasoning for, like, being a group is that they can't get laid.
Oh, incels?
You know what they are.
Yeah.
I had never heard of these
fuckers. You never heard of incels?
And not until today. I've never heard of them until today. I never have. The fact that there is a...
Dude, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
The fact that there's a large group of people out there, they're men. There's a large group of men out there that are gathering on the internet in, like, they're, like, Reddit sub-forums, I think.
Probably,
I think they're Reddit
sub-forums. I don't know, like, about it. I just know...
What it is.
Of it, yeah.
Well, apparently...
I'm the top moderator.
I'm the moderator. Apparently, a little while ago, I guess I don't know what his name is, and I don't think he said his name, but, like, there was, like, the fucking head cheese of the whole thing, right? Like, the fucking grand wizard.
The king incel.
The king incel.
You can't say grand wizard. It's not gonna fly around here.
The king incel, fine. I was gonna say the other thing. Apparently, came out on fucking, what's that? Fucking Twitter.
Okay.
And said, I am unfortunately, not going to be able to be a part of the incel group anymore.
Hold on, there's two possibilities here. I want to pause you real quick.
Okay.
A, he's killing himself. B, he got laid.
This fucker got laid.
The king.
The king
incel. The loneliest of the lonely.
The loneliest of the loneliest incels. The king incel got laid. This, but the thing that, like, threw me for a fucking loop about the whole problem.
Okay.
Was that, was, like, the sheer amount of, like, fucking, which it makes sense, but it doesn't. The sheer amount of backlash he got out of it.
Oh, surely.
But, like.
Hey, I'm your king. You all look up to me. By the way, I got laid. Fuck you.
Yeah, so which he had the dignity to leave and say something.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. You know, you know, like, you don't abide by the whatever, you to get out. I get that. But, like, isn't, like, the whole point of, like, being a part of this that, like, you can't get laid, and then when you do get laid, like...
You fuck off.
You fuck
off. You get on out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and then all these fuckers just, like, tear him an ass, like, oh, like, the second some dude gets a piece of fucking pussy, he fucking leaves everybody, yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. What?
I don't know.
I found this fucking hilarious. These dudes, and I started looking into them while I was, like, on my lunch break, sitting at the BMV today.
Dude, beta males.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not even saying, like, I'm not a beta male, but they're like, oh, we can't get laid, so all we're gonna do is sulk around on the internet about it all day to each other.
Yeah, and
are you fucking kidding me?
Not only are they sulking around on the internet.
Go get laid.
Yeah. Do something about it.
Yeah.
Like, anything, something about it. Like, I just can't fucking believe, thank you. Just can't believe the amount of, like,
shit's whack.
Yeah, it's so fucking wild. And they're not even, like, just, like, sulking around on the internet, like, poor me. Like, they're, like, going after, like, women. And, like,
oh yeah,
being assholes
women's
to them.
Fault.
Oh, yeah.
It's clearly the women's fault I'm an unattractive beta male. And again, this is not me calling myself an alpha by any... Because I'm some fucking dude, but like...
Come on. Like, come on. Like, come on. Like, serious. Like, come on. Like, this is like what this has came to? Like, seriously?
Especially, it's... I would say in today's time, it's arguably easier than ever to get laid.
Is it not? Like, for a single dude to just exist, is it not? Like, am I stupid?
Well, and like, and this, you know, I'm not shitting on women right now. This
okay.
This is not how this is supposed to be taken, but they're all, like, sexually liberated and shit now. Like, just doing whatever the fuck they want. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, there's a demographic out there that I hate. There is a demographic out there that I do not like.
And they all have unnaturally colored hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
Is that not what we're going for?
No, that's what... Like, I know what you're talking about, and people that are listening know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But, like... Oh my god, I just don't get it. The whole incel thing, I just do not.
He's fucking whack.
Ugh.
Oh, come on.
Oh, is your bubble gonna pop?
I felt the bubble. There it went.
There it went. See, I can't do that. So what Dakota just did was just start flinging his elbow out to get it to pop.
Yeah.
I have to feel it when I'm like halfway through moving my elbow and then I have to move it really quick.
No, that's what just happened.
Yeah.
I was kind of moving, and I felt it, but it just... Most of the time, I get it the first time, but that one wasn't big enough to...
Most of mine, I just, like... Like, if I don't get it, like, then it just doesn't. I don't get it. It's weird. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you guys working on at the fucking fire station right now?
I just finished up a truck today. Probably do some cleanup and stuff tomorrow. I'll just kind of reorganize the shop.
Okay.
And then we'll pull something Monday and go through a service.
Okay. I got a fucking... This dude's fucking sick.
Yeah, that guy's tired.
That guy's fucking... Yeah. 400,000 miles on an out-of-frame, and it cracked liner number 3 and scored cylinder number 2.
Who the fuck put that thing together?
I don't know. I don't know. I actually legitimately have no idea. 400
on an out-of-frame?
400,000 miles on an out-of-frame.
Ass.
Yeah, cracked liner number 3.
If you did this, quit turning wrenches.
It's already had one head gasket put in it.
Quit turning wrenches last week.
Cracked liner number 3, scored piston and cylinder number 2.
Dude, it had a head gasket already up for
it. It had a head gasket put in it already. It has a
Your theory of that thing being hot, it has to be right.
It is.
That truck has to be hot.
It's hot. It has a fire-ringed head.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It has a fire-ringed head in the correct fucking line of protrusion. Like, right at the top, yeah, where it should be. And it still is blowing head gaskets and cracking liners and scoring pistons
that
and
liners.
That
guy's hot, and he's getting the shit lugged out of him.
Yeah. This is one of those things, and I'll die on this hill. Like, I don't care how high this hill is. If there's a hill taller than this, I'll fucking drown when the flood comes. Old timers and everybody keeps telling the new guys that, oh, you can lug a cat.
No.
You can. They just don't.
They're not going to live.
They're not going to live. They're not going to fucking live as long. This isn't a fucking D8 fucking dozer. We're digging dirt fucking pushing it and shit.
It's like that B model that's turned up you did earlier this year.
Yeah.
Just looking at that thing, you and I could both look and go, that thing got the shit lugged out of it.
It got the shit lugged out of it, and it got hot.
Yeah.
And it started cracking all 6 pistons.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
It's like the same thing. I will die on the hill. You know what kills Envy 4500s?
What?
Lugging the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah. I believe it. Those transmissions are sturdy, but once you, like, start getting, like, real torquey with them, they're kind of like glass.
Yeah. Ish.
Ish. They're not
I'll
like,
give it an ish.
They're not like glass, but like they don't fucking like it.
Still taking Envy over a G56.
Yeah. Yeah. That's glass. Not real. I shouldn't say it's glass, but it's not nearly as sturdy of a transmission.
Not an Envy.
Yeah. It's not as sturdy of a transmission as an Envy. There's G56s that fucking get out there and run, but there's way more Envys that do the same thing and twice over. Don't fucking lug your goddamn cat motors, guys. Come on.
Lug anything. Just hard on it.
You know what really hates being lugged? 6 liters.
Mm-hmm.
Can't 6 liters want RPM?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they live on. They want to be above 2,000, 2,300 RPM and stay there.
Hmm.
What?
That's a really hot take coming from a guy who doesn't like 2-strokes.
What do you mean?
The same guy that hates 2-stroke Detroits
has
the hot take that his 6-liter needs to live at a high RPM.
Yeah, because that's where it makes power.
That's where all of God's motors make power.
You keep your dirty, stupid little fucking 2-strokes out of this fucking argument.
I still might paint it green.
You're not painting it green.
I might.
You're not.
Why?
If you're painting it green, you're painting it General Motors green.
No. No, no. No, 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 no.
No. No, no, no. No. If you're going to paint it green, you're going to paint it that stupid, gross, disgusting General Motors green from back in the day. You're not going to paint it Alpine green.
Why not?
Because that's...
Detroit go burr.
Fuck off. It's a Duramax. Eat shit. Shut the fuck up. God fucking hell. Fucking.
No, it's not a Duramax. It's like an 8V. I don't know. What's 404 divided by 8?
I don't know. You want me to do the math real quick?
Yeah. 404 or 403?
We're going to say, we'll round up and say 404. A Duramax is a 404.
6'6". Then a 400.
Yeah, we'll do a Google search.
I think it's above 4. It's like within 4 cubes of 400.
Duramax displacement. 403.
That's what it is.
So we'll
yeah, divide that by 8. Yeah.
403 divided by 8. 50.3.
That's a fucking 8v50.
8. You are fucking 8 up. That is not a thing. Shut the fuck up. It's not a fucking 2-stroke. It's a 4-stroke motor the way that it should be. 2-strokes are fucking disgusting. I don't care what they run on.
My fucking dirt bike, you know, my fucking 8V71 and my fucking dump truck with an Allison.
Fuck off.
I want an old Pacific truck with like a 12V in it.
Absolutely not.
Dude, come on.
Absolutely not.
They're so cool.
Old boy, you're going to know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say his name because he lets you stay off the fucking interwebs. Old boy that has the cab over and the T6. Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you his fucking heinous idea he had? I think it was like last summer? He found 2 things for sale at the same time and he thought about combining them.
I'm listening.
He found a Ford cab over, a set of tandem axles. It was just a...
I'm already mad he didn't go through with whatever this is. You're gonna already mad.
You're gonna be really mad.
He found a 2-stroke.
Ford cab over, a day cab Ford cab over. It didn't have a bunk on it.
Funny.
So it was like a fucking...
Cracker box.
Yeah, it was a cracker box ass rig with a set of tandems. It was a fucking short truck.
Probably a mail hauler or something.
Yeah, probably something like that. Or like just like a fucking yard dog or something. He then happened to find, just sitting around, a 12V... I don't remember exactly which one. A 12V Detroit.
I'm going to his house tomorrow.
And he thought...
I'm going to his house tomorrow. I'm going to disappoint him.
And he thought, I might stick these two together. And I looked at him and I said,
dude, like the front 2 cylinders of the motor would have fit under the cab.
Yeah, it's literally only the front 4 would have fit underneath the cab, as big as the cab was. The other 8 would have been out of the back of the cab.
Hanging out.
Just hanging out. And the transmission would have hung off the back of it. The shift linkage in a cab over, 3 miles long.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking ridiculously long.
It's so dirty.
The worst part about this is I looked at the guy and I said, no, what are you going to...
If you tell me you stopped this...
I didn't stop it.
I'm jumping across this piece of wood.
I didn't stop it. I was like, you do whatever you want. But I got curious. I was like, what do you think you're going to do with this thing? It's a day cab. And, like, half your runs are, like, night stuff or, like, overnight deals and shit like that. Yeah. Like, run up to Wisconsin, down to Indy, they stay the night.
He only ever stays out of town 1 night a week.
Well, this was last year.
Mm-hmm. I still think he only ever stayed 1 night a week.
He was doing 2 nights a week back then.
Was he?
Yeah. I was like, what are you going to do with this thing? He was like, I don't know. I think I might just use it to, like, go grab loaded trailers for Dad. I was like... He wanted to put this thing together for the sole purpose of grabbing a hopper bottom, taking it to load, taking it home to hook to his dad's K100 so that he didn't have to do it. That was the whole purpose of building this truck, was to just go load hopper bottoms. That was the only thing he was going to use it for. A 12V whatever the fuck it was, and a day cab Ford cab over.
You know how fun that truck would have been?
It would have been ridiculous.
It would have. You know how fun it would have been?
I kind of think it, you know, in a chassis that size...
It would have been fun.
In a chassis that size, with a cab that weighs as much as it did, I think it would have been suicide.
Why?
Why? You ever see that part of fucking Fast and Furious where he talks about there's so much torque it twisted the chassis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that cab over. Yeah. Yeah.
Should have been fine.
No.
Put a set of 8-inch flat tops on her?
Absolutely not. No, 8-inch stacks are so, so, so gay. Almost nearly as gay as gay men being the least likely to have fucking domestic violence. That's how gay that is. I know that fact.
Did you just make a point out of domestic violence?
Yeah. You know who the most likely is to have domestic violence?
Drunk blue collars.
No, lesbian women.
Just 2 vaginas in the same house.
Just think it,
I don't know,
makes a point.
Kind of make a point. Two dudes can coexist better than two women.
Oh, for the love of fuck. I'm really not, like, I've had such a fucking week. I'm not really sure what else to talk about.
Dude, oh man, this, I feel like it's like the third or fourth one in a row where it's just been whatever. There's been no goal when we sit down.
No, we need to come up with a goal when we sit down. And I'm not sure what I want it to be either, because, like, I don't, like, the problem is, like, when we do record episodes where it's just you and I, it somehow ends up on weeks that, like, you and I are both fucking out of our minds busy.
Uh-huh, and then we have to sit down 3 hours before the episode releases on a Thursday and record it.
And record it. And it screws us. And I hate doing that, but it is what it is, so.
This is when it worked and we made it work.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The people still get an episode.
Yeah. You get, you guys.
It may be,
I hate,
it may be our absolute bare minimum performance, but you're gonna get something.
We have made it a point that we will get you guys episodes one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Keep up on this. The other thing, though, too, is, like, I, for some, like, in a way, I kind of like recording once a week every week for the simple fact that it stays, like, current to life, if you will.
Yeah.
So, like, and for those that don't know, we used to, at one time, like, when we could, we would, like, pre-record a bunch of episodes when we had time to do it.
We were, like, a month ahead at one point.
Yeah, we were a month ahead at one point. And then, because we get a month ahead, we get ourselves busy, and we do other things, and then we end up in the same spot we're in right now, where we're recording every single week at a time.
But now you've missed 4 weeks of our shenanigans.
Yeah. But now you've missed 4 weeks of our shenanigans. So, like, in a way, recording once a week and finding a time to record once a week keeps you up to date on exactly what's going on every week. Or if not, the week at, or, like, the week before, or whatever, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, you get, it's a little more stressful on our part, but it works out better for you guys because you get more of the current, whatever the hell shenanigan we got going on.
Yeah. It's like, and the other thing that
did
I
talk about the did we talk about the shitbox yet?
Oh my god.
Have we brought that up?
I think we brought it up one time. I think we brought it up one time in the sense of, like, I told you I was excited about something.
Yeah.
Actually, it was the week, I think it was like the week of Thanksgiving or something like that.
Yeah,
and we didn't really touch base on it a whole lot, but, like, we talked about it. Actually, that so when I was working today, I was actually thinking of things I wanted to talk about. That reminded me of something that I wanted to talk about with the shitbox, like an experience.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll talk about the shitbox real quick, and we'll touch on that, and then we'll tell the story about it. So, Dakota and I,
we're proud new parents.
We're proud new parents. Of a 19. Do you know what year it is?
98.
Yep, 1998. We didn't know what year it was for a little bit.
We didn't know what power plant it had.
Yeah, we didn't even know what motor it had in it. We did, but we didn't. So, hold on. Okay, so. 1998. Chevy. Chip. That's Chevrolet.
Chevy.
Yeah.
C1500.
Yeah.
That's a two-wheel drive half-ton.
That's a two-wheel drive half-ton.
For you guys who don't know.
Not only a two-wheel drive half-ton, but in the work truck trim.
Oh, yeah. Work truck is shit.
Yeah, dude, this is work truck is shit. So, we know this guy. His name is Matt. If Matt listens to this podcast, Matt's about to find some stuff out that Matt actually didn't know about.
Matt is.
So, Dakota's burb is the same color as this pickup.
Yup.
And Dakota told Matt a long time ago, if you ever want to get rid of that thing, let me know.
Yeah, call me.
Well, Matt hits up Dakota, like, a couple weeks ago.
Out of the blue, yeah.
Yeah, out of the blue a couple weeks ago, and just says, what, come get this thing?
Yeah, come get this thing. It needs head gaskets.
Yeah.
I'll sell it to you for scrap.
Yes, scrap.
Okay. Duh.
So you I think you looked at me and you're like, do you want a half ton Chevy?
Yeah, you want to go halves on this thing?
And I was like, duh. Scrap price on this thing was like $300.
Yeah.
For both of us to be in this truck like $150,
it's a no-brainer.
It's a fucking no-brainer.
Even if we just go scrap it.
Mm-hmm.
We can get a couple good parts off of it and just get rid of it.
Yeah. It would have been a fucking no-brainer. So, after some back and forth and this, that, and the other, talking about it, discussing it, whatever, yada, 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 eventually we ended up on...
Was my iPhone telling me to go to bed.
Oh, okay. It was your iPhone telling me. I was like, my iPhone, like... Eventually, we ended up on trading.
Yeah. So, he has a couple trucks. He has a semi and a pickup. Something either one of us can work on.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to trade him labor.
We decided to trade him labor.
He probably gets a better deal that way anyway.
Yeah. Well, he would. Like, I'm, like, for what my time is worth, I'm more than happy to give up a little bit more of that for this pickup.
Yeah.
No problem. Whatever. Like, really, he does get a better deal out of this other than fucking $300. Like, it is really more worth his money and time to just trade labor for us.
And this truck's not horribly beat up. I mean, the cab's a little rusty.
The bed's a little beat up.
Ding in it, big ding in it. But other than that, it's really not
That bad.
Beat up. He's got $300 worth of rubber on it.
Yeah, it does. Shouldn't we? Those tires are going to last a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking. So we went and got this thing, right? I drove Dakota over to his house. Dakota grabs a truck. I follow him there. It doesn't have a plate. This, that, the other. Yada, yada, yada.
Take back shop. Drop it off.
Well, we let it sit for a little while, right? Just kind of said, fuck it.
Yep.
We were like...
We'll get to it when we get to it.
We get to it when we get to it. Whatever. Well, I think it's...
Keep in mind, we're going to fix this thing.
Yeah, we did plan on fixing this thing up and, like, making it like a...
We didn't buy it for scrap. He said it made a milkshake and he tagged gas because come get it.
Mm-hmm.
Me being the little Jew rat I am.
Yeah.
Said, probably needs intake gaskets.
It does. We'll get to that in a second. But we brought it home and we kind of looked at it, this, that, and the other. Yada, yada, yada. We're like, this is a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
This especially became a good idea this week.
It did?
It became an especially good idea. So Tuesday this week, I woke up, I went to work, and I think between 9 and 9:30 this week, or 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday this week,
mm-hmm.
I got a text from my girlfriend that said, hey, time to start truck shopping because I just wrecked my car. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the hell?
So I went through the whole, like, are you okay, yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. I was like, she has nothing to drive, because all she had was her car.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a spare vehicle.
And she's not hoarders like some people.
Yeah, she's not hoarders like we are. like,
oh, my shit's broke? I'll just get in the other one and go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If I absolutely had to at this moment, if you gave me 6 hours, I could have a running and driving vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us 6 hours, we could have two.
Yeah, if you gave us 6 hours, well, if you gave me 8 hours, I could have two running and drive. If the 6 liter stopped running right now, if you gave me 8 hours, I could have two running and driving vehicles.
Yep.
Not a fucking issue to be had. Well, I was like, immediately, I was like, the fucking Chevy.
Yep, drag her in.
We're dragging her in. That Tuesday, Dakota put that truck on his insurance, which I am actually still pretty happy about what that fucking cost for insurance.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised.
I knew it was going to be around that because my Suburban's only $20 a month, too.
Yeah, but I have never personally insured something that old.
Yeah.
Well, no, other than my Ford, and I can't remember what I paid for my Ford off the top of my head. Anyways, we drug that thing in. They could have put it on insurance. We ripped it apart. It needs intake gaskets. That's what's wrong with it. The thing that Matt doesn't know about this whole time is that I've been in on this deal.
Yeah, it's a two-player deal.
This is a two-player deal. Dakota's done, like, all of the talking and all of the negotiating.
Yeah.
But I've been in on this thing the whole time. And actually, to this moment, unless he hears this, he's not going to know.
Yep.
He has no idea.
No idea we've done this.
So
we're assholes.
We are kind of assholes. So I'm actually going to, tomorrow, Friday, I'm actually going to work the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to, as long as everything works out, I'm going to take the afternoon off and I'm going to start cleaning shit up and this, that, and the other on that motor.
Tell me you start on, I'll leave work.
Like, anywhere from like 12 to 1 or something like that.
Okay, I'll leave work and do tomorrow.
So, something like that. If you want to come down, we'll start cleaning it up, getting it back together, and yada, yada, yada. And hopefully we can have it done before the end of the day. If not, we'll finish it up Saturday, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we should be pretty much, we should be close to, if not done with it. But tomorrow I have, like, shit to go do. So, or in the evening. Well, the thing that I wanted to share with everybody that I was unaware of, and I actually halfway screwed myself on this, was how the BMV works with a trade.
Yeah.
So
I've never done it this way either.
I actually didn't tell you the entire deal, so you're going to find out a little bit more about this, because I caught an inkling of it as I was, like, gathering my shit and walking away from them.
Yeah.
So, walking in, as we said, we traded labor for this vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a straight, if you were to straight trade vehicles, what you do is you write down, like, the trade price, or, like, because if you're trading vehicles, they should be an equivalent.
Yeah.
Or close. So, if not, write down your median price.
Right, whatever.
And that's what the BMV taxes you on when you trade. So, like, in this example, our trade value, you know, I told the BMV we traded pickup, because I thought that trading labor for a vehicle was illegal. I thought that was something, not illegal, but that was something that the BMV would not accept.
Oh, really?
I really did think that.
I guess I don't know.
From my reading, that was something that they would not accept.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I walked in, I had a story. I was like, we traded pickups, he needed parts, I needed parts, I can save this thing, yada, yada, yada. I was like, we traded vehicles, but this is something I can save, which is why I want to register it. I already have insurance on it, and I want to be able to, I want to plate it, because I'm going to have this thing running soon. And they're like, okay, well, what's your trade value? And I was like, $300. Like, this truck is junk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay. So the problem that we ran into was that Matt had wrote down on the title, instead of a price, he wrote trade. He wrote trade down. Well, the BMV questions that, and then you have to have a reason. So what they do is they give you a title correction form.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is you have to give them that price. They write down the price on the title correction form. And then to quote-unquote correct the title, you have to have the original owner
sign it.
And date it, and print their name, and all that shit. Well, what I didn't realize, and I didn't know until I heard it, as I was, like, gathering my shit up, is the legal lady at the BMV came over and double-checked with me, and was talking to the lady that was taking care of me, and she said, now, it would have been different if he would have worked for him, and this was his, like, payment. This vehicle was his payment. And in that case, we would have taxed him the labor that he would have put into it for the value. And I was like, son of a bitch. I could have said that I walked in and did $100 worth of labor and been taxed that for this vehicle, and this was his trade, and this, that, and the other. Instead, what I did was I... Welcome to me incriminating myself, but I don't give a shit because everybody does this.
I've done this.
Yeah.
I've done this part of it.
I walked out of the BMV with this fucking title correction. Yeah. I called Dakota and I let him know what was going on. And I got myself, like, my actual license is cracked, so I ordered a new one. So I took that piece of paper, like, my fucking receipt. I practiced Matt's signature a couple times real quick, and I signed it as Matt, printed his name the way that he would print it, and dated it for the day. And then I came back in, and I actually got the same lady as the first time, and she was like, oh, did you already get this? And I was like, which isn't a lie. I was like, yeah, Matt lives a couple roads down from where I work, and he happened to be home because he was off work today.
Yeah.
Which he was actually off work today until 11.
Everything about this is not a lie.
Everything about this is not a lie, except
the part where Matt signed it.
Yeah. And she was like, okay, sweet. I was like, she was like, do you know him really? And I was like, yeah. He's like, and I explained how I know Matt. Yeah. And like, he's like related to my boss and this that and the other, yada yada yada. And she was like, oh, okay, that makes sense, yada yada yada. And I walked out with a registered vehicle.
Sold.
And this is why I'm telling you guys this, is because if you ever run into an instance where labor is the price or the trade for a vehicle, that's the price you write down on your title. The amount of money you did for your labor
is just what you put on the...
Yeah. So whether you're late, you know, and use this information as you will, lie, I don't give a shit. What if you did $100 worth of labor, if you did $3,000 worth of labor, if you did this, that, or the other,
yeah,
and this title to this vehicle, and this vehicle is your trade or your
payment,
yeah, sorry, that's how that works. And then the BMV doesn't question you or whatever. And but if somebody were to write down trade, that's how you explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they can make sense of it. Because Dakota and I, to this point, had actually never run into this problem.
No, and I've owned a lot of trucks.
Yeah. I haven't owned as many as you, but I've owned a fucking handful of trucks. But every time, like...
I probably owned as many...
You've owned as many...
More trucks than you've owned
in a year.
2020.
Yeah, in a year. Because I've owned... I don't feel like counting right now. Two Chevys, three.
I think I
own five Fords. So seven. I've owned seven, eight. I've owned eight vehicles in my lifetime.
I think I own nine in 2020.
God, fuck.
Dude, I was buying and selling trucks every couple weeks. It was awesome.
And I own three of those vehicles right now, if that puts any fucking damper on this. But. I kind of forgot where I was going with that. But, regardless.
We have a shitbox Chevy. We're going to fix it.
Yeah.
Claire got in an accident. She's going to drive it.
Yep. It should be fixed tomorrow/Saturday. Tomorrow being Friday.
Yeah.
The day you guys are listening to this. While you guys are listening to this.
We'll probably be thrashing on that thing.
We'll probably be thrashing on that thing. If you guys are listening to this at 12 o'clock Eastern time.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Friday the 15th. 12 o'clock Eastern time, Dakota and I are currently wrenching on that Chevy, getting it on the road, so that my girlfriend has something to drive.
Yep.
So that she can continue going about her day.
Kind of the plan.
That's registered and insured.
I can't believe we did this legally.
this is actually...
It's the most legal truck you own.
This is the most legal truck I own.
What? You were at the BMV, why didn't you...
I forgot. I totally spaced it. I'm gonna go back next week because I totally forgot about it. I'm going to go fix it. Don't worry. Yeah, this is the most legal truck I own. The next most legal truck I own is the 1991 Bricknose. The next most legal truck I own is my 6-liter. The next most legal truck I own and the only other truck I own is my 89 Bricknose, which is not, to this day, in my name. I just have the title. All the other titles are in my name.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is insured. One of them is not current on registration. The other one is not anything. And then the most legal one I own is... The Chevy.
And insured. Oh, shit.
This is actually also the fastest I've ever had to do this.
I usually wait until I get pulled over.
That's when I did my brick nose. My 91. I didn't put it in my name until I got pulled over.
Oh, man, I just bought it yesterday as you signed the title while the cop was walking up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. Oh, dude, I just bought it last week. I haven't had a chance yet.
Not only did I...
Knowing full well you've been driving that bitch for 6 months.
Oh, yeah. When I got pulled over for the brick, I had been driving it for 4 months without it in my name. Mm-hmm. I had no, yeah, nothing. It was insured. It was under my
insurance. Oh, yeah, it's always insured.
Yeah, it's always insured. I will do fuck all whatever legally. I will not drive something uninsured.
Yeah, no. That's just dumb.
Absolutely not. It's stupid. I'm always current on my insurance. But that brick nose, when I finally went and did it, it was actually after I just got done talking to Jesse Rhodes in a fucking gas station parking lot. And I left the gas station. I got pulled over. And I was freshly 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a case of beer in the passenger seat. I hadn't been drinking, but there was a beer missing out of it because I had drank it before I went anywhere. And
yeah.
I just started driving around or whatever. So one beer's whatever. And the cop pulled me over and he saw the case of beer. He's like, "You been drinking?" And I was like, "I had one beer 3 hours ago." And he was like, "All right." And then we had to go through the whole deal and whatever, yada, yada, yada. But those cops were on, like, a sting operation that night. And they're like, "Listen, we're going to let you go because we have more important shit to deal with. But, like, fucking quit it." I was like, "Fine, I'll do something about it." Which, that whole ordeal was literally me just writing out registration. Because it was, like, a family member that sold me that truck.
Yeah.
And I think the registration was actually out of it, like, a week. And I'd forgot about it. So, that's why I hadn't transferred the titles. Because I was like, I'll make use of Ed's money.
Yeah, you got a good plate. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't I? I was like, fuck it. So, and I just got halfway screwed on it. And I was like, fuck. Those cops were just like, fucking quit it. And I was like, fine.
Fine.
God, I never realized how much I fuck with shit like that in the BMV until I, like, have to do something this fast. Like, because we don't want to give my fucking girlfriend an unregistered, uninsured vehicle to go drive around.
No. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no,
no, no. We can go do that.
Oh, I'll do that all day.
Yeah, every day of the week.
I'm not putting her in that fucking situation.
I'll go whip shit in an intersection of an unregistered, uninsured piece of shit. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. All day. I don't give shit. I'm not making her do that.
No,
absolutely
no, no,
not.
No, 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 no. Don't no, let no, her no. get the fifth degree.
No, 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 no. Anyways, I think this is where we're going to end it tonight.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the rambling again.
Dakota, where can they find you?
On the Tic Tac, Hickok Diesel, H-I-C-K-O-K, Diesel, all one word.
All one word.
You can find me on the Instagram at dhickok_5.9.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I do a lot of my shenanigans is on the Instagram.
Yeah, I just kind of, like, I still post on the TikToks, but, like, I still kind of switch over to.
I'm having fun on the Instagrams.
Yeah, the Instagrams are fun. Speaking of which, you can find me on TikTok at WGDR_01. I still have to change that. I need to get it to something better. That was what was available at the time. Or WildGoose_repair on Instagram or anywhere you can search Wild Goose Repair. You can find me. Check me out. Check out Dakota. In the meantime,
bye-bye.